Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch. Oh, it's comedy in your ears, which we all love.
You're listening to the About Last Night podcast with my boy, Adam Ray.
Guys, one more time for Chris Bowers and Sandy Danto, huh? For oh boy, that's a good quarantine hoorah. You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Somebody said in the comments, you can order pot online in Canada. Nice. Okay, Dan, pothead. Same Zoom. Thanks for joining us, guys. This is a very exciting night. It's Friday, TGIF. We wanted to make sure that we, did a podcast that was, fun and a true escape from what's going on. And I think we have guests and comedy that's going to be that. Sandy said so many things that I can relate to. Mother-in-law stuff, mom stuff. My mom reminded me today of the time that she bought me condoms when I was 9 years old. Some would say that's too early. Some would say that it was inappropriate that they were magnums, but she believes in me. And so that's, I'd much rather have that versus the alternative. I'd rather have a mom that's like, nothing's too big for my baby versus, I bet you can't fit in these, you pussy ass bitch. Was a sweet gal. Speaking of pot, my mom smoked pot with me for the first time last summer because she's got bad arthritis. And I was like, Mom, this might help alleviate some of the pain. And she was so scared. She's like, is this the new weed? Are we going to die? I was like, oh, shit. And I was just high enough to let that become a possibility. So I was like, well, fucking, I don't know. Thanks for putting it out there. Jesus, Clinton. She's not very tech savvy. We got a little too high. I showed her how to copy and paste. That blew her mind. She's not a dum-dum. She's not tech savvy. I showed her how to copy and paste. She now thinks that I should work at Google, which I think is not going to happen. She was just way too impressed. She was like, does everybody know how to do this? I was like, no, it's just you and me, Mom. If you shut that'd be great. I'm trying to make sure. Man, so weird to just be inside. Who's gone outside in the past 24 hours?
Me.
I miss human contact. I miss coughing in strangers' mouths. We can't do that anymore. Easing on people's food just to kind of break the ice. I even miss like pooping in public to where if you're walking in and someone's walking out like at a Starbucks and they know they've done some like just inhumane damage and they look at you like, no, don't go. And you're like, what happened? And you're like, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I miss that.
Long Island, Walmart.
Oh boy. If you
Walmart,
are
walking down the wrong way.
Walking down the wrong way? I thought you were just talking about pooping at Walmart. If you're pooping at Walmart, you are rolling the dice. We have great seat covers. Look, this show is my favorite show in the world because I get to bring my best friends on, and Sandy is on to becoming a superstar. One more time for Sandy Danto for getting this. He might look like John Belushi from the front, but he looks like Janine Garofalo from the back. I love Sandy. From the back real quick, Sandy. Are you still on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's there.
Yep, he is.
There he is. Oh, you can't hear you. Nice. Look at that.
My God, that's
shalom. Dave for one. Oh, what kind of shit are you, Sandy? Don't answer that. All right, we're gonna get the show going. You guys ready to welcome your guests to the About Last Night podcast? You can do better than that. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. We got a bunch of games. It's gonna be a fun time. I hope you got some cocktails. Hope you got your cozy PJs on. My first guest tonight is one of my best friends, one of the funniest comics in the game. She tours headlines all over the world. You know her from Girl Code on MTV. You know her from Chelsea Lately. You know her from her killer podcast, Sharp Tongue. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jessamay Peluso. Woo! Hey.
Sandy looks like the woman that's going to yell at Asian women for working out in parks. That's what he looks like.
Change my name to Karen.
Like a Karen from the back.
Karen from the back. I love that show.
I love you guys. Hi. How is everybody doing?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes,
you're getting.
I feel great.
is there a wrong time to get high? What's the best time to get a little?
The best time, right when you wake up, as soon as you wake up.
Wake and bake,
cup of coffee. I'm ready to take a nap and do squats.
I'm more of a wake and shake shack type guy.
Shake shack.
Wake and shake shack. Jessamay, do you have a go-to when you're not sanding down your backdrop, sailing the seven seas, what ship are you on from 1984?
Sorry, there are four naked turtles over your shoulder. You have the audacity to come at me with my original Chris D'Elia-inspired podcast. How dare you?
I know, you're right.
I got a child out of a cage at the border to put this together for me. How dare you?
Oh my god.
No, I actually love it. It's way more professional than me. That's why I'm just deflecting. And your skin looks great and you laugh cute. Fucking, you're just on top of the world. All right. Well, Jess, this is gonna be a lot of fun. How's your quarantine been going, first of all, before we start tonight's festivities?
It's been great. I've just been high walking my dogs. People keep asking me to walk theirs because I have way too many dogs, and I might just have a second career on my heels here. So I feel great. I can't wait to get back to coughing into strangers' mouths as well.
Yeah. I miss it.
You miss it.
You forget how much you miss, you know, the little things.
Like queefing in the grocery store.
Like queefing in the grocery store. Boy, the amount of times I used to, boy, that was the first time I ever did that was, all right, so let's move on. I think, rubbing
crying?
My eyes.
Yep, are you crying? Remembering
I'm
your
crying.
Queef memory?
A song we play for this queef memory.
Queef memory is a song from Pure Moods, Volume 4.
Pure Moods Volume 4. I was the sucker that bought all the Pure Moods CDs at Target.
Sandy, are you turning off?
Are you waiting for Chat Roulette to come
back?
Is
there a problem with that? I'm trying to be more like Louis C.K.
Oh, boy. All right. On that note, let's on that hilarious topical joke. Let's bring out our special guest for the night. You guys know him. You love him. He starred in the pop series Return of the Mac. He's been a sex symbol for 20 plus years, maybe 30. I think this guy came out of the womb tugging at gal's heartstrings. Known from the McCarthys, the movie The Key.
Joey.
And every Saturdays, he's been coming into your bedroom. No pun intended.
Yes,
and your minds with musical stylings. Ladies and gentlemen, it's why you're here, Joey McIntyre.
Get my lighting right. I named myself Jasper in the.
That was you.
I'm off, but there's a lot going on. I don't know.
Sneaky.
What's up, Joe?
I don't know how to rename myself anymore.
Oh, rename yourself, dude. Or let the fans do it. Maybe we can. I'm sure one of these gals have hacked your social media at some point.
For three dots.
More secrets.
Here's everybody.
We are your
sisters. Life, dude. You got to keep the figure. Yo, do you age backwards? What the fuck, dude?
No, it wasn't you. It was them.
This is everything.
No, dude, I disagree.
Everything, bro.
I disagree.
A ring light. Invest in a ring light. It will make you feel so much better about yourself. It's crazy.
So are you in LA or are you on the set of Little House from the Prairie?
Yeah. By the way, forgive me because I just met her. What your good friend here that was so nice enough to come on your show? The hilarious.
You look stoned.
I look stoned.
Jessamy, you just met Jessamy. Good.
I'm stoned.
How you doing, Joey?
Hi, sweetheart.
It's nice to meet you, sweetheart.
Listen.
My beam to your whole band.
Amen. Adam was already he was nice enough to do a live stream of me, and he has a lot of wood jokes apparently. I have some wood. He was really quick with the wood paneling jokes. I don't. It's just another one of his hidden talents that are no longer hidden.
But my best wood joke is probably a Danny Wood joke. Danny Wood, superstar, member of NKOTB. And also, you know, when I first met Danny, look, Joe, you and I have been homies for a while. When I went on my first cruise, it's when I got to know the rest of the gang. And I'm backstage getting ready to, I'd bought a New Kids tank top and I was going to play, you know, a drunk super fan that was on her first cruise coming out to sing a song with Joey. We transposed, wrote some lyrics to Rent's 525,600 minutes. And I'm getting ready to come out before I get, you know, the closing of the bit was to get tackled by Vic, the security guard, which, by the way, still bleeding internally from that tackle. That was no joke. Victor. But I'm getting ready to walk out on stage, and Joe's setting the table, right, doing his thing. And Danny looks at me, and I'm wearing this tank top, and he goes, bro. I go, what's up, Dan? He goes, you don't shave your arms? And I go, Jesus. What? He goes, dude. He goes, what is all that hair on your arm doing? I go, I don't know. It's arm hair. I'm a man. What? What is happening right now? And he goes, you got to shave that, man. And I go, Danny, I know you don't believe in pubic hair, but like things you just got to let go on the boat. And he was like, dude, I got an arm hair removal guy. I was like, I know you do. So wait for my cue. So that's when Danny and I, that's when the friendship went from here to there, dude. Went back to my room that night, my bunk, and I was like, do I shave my arm for me? Do I shave it for Danny Wood? You know, either way, to make it enough. Joe, so you have been keeping real busy during this quarantine. You've been providing the fans with a lot of, go ahead.
I mean, not really busy. I mean, the reality is that I think that in all of this period, this quarantine, whatever the hell it is, like you are, this is Duncan, by the way. He can't see and barely hear you. And I'm gonna have to fuck him soon, so I gotta take like a 5-minute break in a little bit. Anyways, okay. Let me put it on gallery so I can tell people to shut up and look at it. Hey, shut up. Thank you. I've been doing it flew out of my mouth. We call it whatever night you want it to be. And you have been nice enough to do the voiceover for it. And I was laughing out loud. I thought it might be too complicated, But well, I'm doing episode 3 now, and I asked Adam to do a voiceover, and he's hilarious. I'm obviously his biggest fan, but I thought we could all somehow choose. Maybe I'll just do it to one, like two options.
There you go. I think that's
and you guys
one.
Choose which one I should put in there. You know, he tells one of his one of a kind jokes on the way. You know. On the
you gave me a blueprint of the VO where it's, you know, the guest, welcome to the show. And then you say, insert funny stuff.
Right.
Don't make me look bad. Keep it PG, maybe PG-15.
Yeah.
And so,
PG-15.
Yeah. What is PG-15? Like hand you over know, the shirt, but like one pinky under?
I mean, exactly. We don't even, and last being in quarantine, you got to watch more movies with the kids. We watched Major League, which is way rated R. But like rated R in like 1980 was like so inappropriate. It was like in the 80s, rated R was not only like bad words, it was completely inappropriate. Everything we have, you know.
Oh, God.
Yes, it makes it. Oh, my God. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's been a funny time.
Well, we can do that towards the end if we want. Well, I say right now it's time. Let's get into the show. We got a lot of fun to be had. Sandy, are you going to stick around for this, or do you got to feed your baby?
He's going to the kitchen.
I was going to see if I could do both.
Sandy, I thought you were just going to go to Whole Foods and just fucking bring the microphone with you.
I get in my car. I've got my laptop on the dashboard.
Personally, I'm interested. In
angle.
He went very, very sort of like, this is me, my house. I want to see more now. You sold me. And yeah. I want to see everything. We see the kitchen now. I want to see the bathroom. I want everything. You let us in. You Andy, let us in, and I want more.
Sandy, what?
TV, doing Andy. My Zillow virtual tour.
Wait.
Joey Mack and Adam Ray.
Wait, Sandy. Sandy, what would 10-year-old Sandy think if Joey McIntyre wanted to see the inside of his house?
If I told the girls at school about this, I'd get so many kisses on the cheek.
Oh my god! All right.
For those two slutty
He's
girls.
Not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Man, it's good to be back. And you know what? The best part about being back is sharing the goodies with you, the fans. I love candles, okay? You know from listening to this podcast, we've always had candles living around the apartment and now my new place. And I'm tired of buying the bullshit candles from the store. I want some personal touch. I want something handmade. So that's why I found Hangover Candle Company. That's right. Homemade by a bartender in Fort Collins, Colorado. He's a big comedy fan, podcast fan, reached out, said, I love the pod, would love to send you some candles. I'm like, I'm not comfy giving you my address. He's like, come on, trust me. I was like, all right, let's roll the dice. Boom. Now I've got fucking 40 different flavors of Hangover Candle Company candles in my place. They're cut, sanded, poured, packed, and shipped all by him. And you can choose from over 200 different containers, okay, to build your candle in, and over 40 different scents to create your own smell. You can customize your own scent. Shit, man, they've got flavors like fucking root beer, apple pie, cinnamon stick, coffee, fresh cut grass, hazelnut, lavender, leather, maple syrup, peach, pine, sandalwood, spearmint, sea breeze, vanilla bean, watermelon. Go to Hangover Candle Co. On Etsy, okay? Go to Etsy, type in Hangover Candle Co. It'll pop up the shop, and then pick your candles, and then use the promo code ALN25 at checkout to get 25% off your first order. 25%! Hangover Candle Co. is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But again, go to Etsy, type in Hangover Candle Co., find the candles and the smells you want, create your own, and then use ALN25 at checkout to get 25% off your first order. I love candles. They're great for any occasions, bar mitzvahs, circumcisions, fucking weddings, funerals, gender reveal parties, divorce parties, coming out parties, coming in parties, coming parties. These candles are the shit, and they're my fave, and I want you guys to have them. So type in Etsy, ALN.com and then type in Hangover Candle Co. And pick your candles and use ALN25 at checkout for 25% off. All right? Start smelling better. Start looking better. Start feeling better, okay? Because everybody farts, and candles are a great way to get rid of that. And now back to the episode.
Let's get this going. You guys ready? We've got a handful of games and questions and a good get-to-know-you round for this quarantine of new friends and fam. All right, first question to the group. Guys, which invention would you invest in? Because, look, we all have friends, relatives, that at some point in our relationship, especially from being tied to the business, think that we are one step away from Shark Tank and think that we have an in to possibly turning their dreams into a reality. So, which of these inventions would you, Sandy, Jessamay, and Joey Mack, invest in that a relative pitch you? All right, here we go. Multiple choice. The magic fart wand.
I already know what I'm choosing.
Which I'm assuming is you just wave it around and it makes somebody fart, or maybe you wave it around and it releases gas, and then you basically just, I don't know, ruin every social gathering. I don't know. All right, what's the other one? What other choices we got here? Chocolate shoes. All right. That's when Sandy, what's the tagline for chocolate shoes?
Chocolate shoes melt on your feet and nobody's mouth unless you have a foot.
You have a foot fetish. Really, oh my good. God. All right, next option.
Hold down.
Glow in the dark mace.
Oh.
Right, look, hey.
Too soon. Too soon, Adam. Too soon.
Too soon. Glow in the dark mace.
Oh, man.
Coachella just got more dangerous.
All right, what's
Coachella
our last
meets protests.
Make the most of being maced. Yeah.
A swift belt.
God.
What? God. All right. All right. Pot may have influenced some of these.
Snake skin whip belt or just snake whip belt?
Yo, I don't have all the answers, dude. All right. Look at the picture. There's a snake taking a shower, Joe.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what a belt looks like. We know what a belt looks like. We don't need to see a hand holding a belt. I don't know. I'm out.
Triggered. The bad stepdad.
I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm
not investing.
You go back to the drawing board on this.
All right. Well, so Joe's out on all three. Sandy?
Not all three. Oh. No, but definitely snake whip belt.
Snake whip belt? Is it the name? Snake taking a shower and not being fazed by it.
These guys, whoever is putting this together, complete fucking bong heads. They smoke bongs. I don't know if anybody smokes bongs, but these guys smoke bongs.
Bong heads. Hey, Dad, you don't know what we do, Dad. Wait, you kids and your bong heads.
We took a snake and made it a belt. Dude, let the snake wash off first, so let the snake have a shower.
Why are bongs so associated with teenage rooms? You know what I mean? Like, you're exactly yeah. like that. Like, you went with the dad. Shut up!
Yeah.
That's such that scene.
Yeah, it is. All right, so again, just to recap. The fart wand. Shoes. Yeah, the magic fart wand. Magic. I forgot magic. The chocolate shoes. The glow in the dark mace, which is perfect for a rave, and the snake whip belt. Jessamay, let's start with you. Which of these would you invest in?
Well, because I'm a woman, statistically, I'm definitely going to get raped before I die, and I want it to be a party, so I'm going with a mace.
Caught out. Right. Circle gets a square. Pinto.
Right.
Going with the snake whip belt.
Nice. Why?
There's just a lot of different directions you can go in with it. I'm thinking, like, maybe it's like like you're taking some snake venom and making whipped cream, and then the whipped cream's hardening into a belt. So it's a delicious poison belt of whipped cream that you're tricking in people like, a delicious whipped cream belt. And then, oops, now you got to go to the emergency room. You shouldn't have eaten my whipped cream belt, bitch.
So why didn't I get the meth that you sent to Sandy?
Well, hey.
Medicinal meth.
All right, Joe, what are you investing in? Which one of these, if you had to pick? Snake whip belt is obviously off the table.
Oh!
Snake whip belt is off the table for you. So which one of these do you actually have?
Oh, magic fart wand without a doubt. I'm all in. The money is where the kids are, and my kids would, I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a slam dunk, magic fart wand. I mean, if we're talking about bottom line here, you know, if we're talking about making a profit, it's magic fart wand.
Yeah, it's probably the most logical as far as starting a business. If you're an entrepreneur, you definitely want to invest in that. All right, well, great. Next game. Let's go to our next game. That was great. A great kickoff. Guys, so look, Sandy, Joey, you're both fathers, and you're both crushing it. You're two of the best dads that I truly know. I know the ins and outs, the obstacles, how much you guys, the lengths that you go to make your kids a priority and make them happy is inspiring for me. I am not a father yet. I have a dog. I think that is not in any way, shape, or form close to it. Although people do say how you are with your dog is how you might be. It's indicative of your parenting skills, which if that is the case, I'm going to be a terrible parent because my dog Pickles is constantly going down on herself. So does that mean if my son's up at the dinner table, I'm going to allow it? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Would you guys, out of these babysitters, I want to know, because I know that's a tough thing to always figure out. We want to go out. We want to have some alone time. Which of these babysitters, and Sandy and Jess May, you and I can play along for the future. Which of these babysitters would you hire? First off, come on. It's Nana, fuck you. She basically is coming in hot with a lot of tune and a lot of style.
Yes. Yes.
What else we got?
Stoked.
Next up, a potential babysitter.
Oh boy.
Oh. Look. This guy circumcised me. I don't know if it's who you want to hire to watch your kids, but this guy's going to have some fun tricks up his sleeve and probably a couple sets of eyeballs in his pocket. Ew. Who's up next?
I think it's a woman.
We got Dolores here in the bottom left. Oh, I think she was an extra on Just Shoot Me. She's going to keep you safe and protected. And finally, we have my dad.
Oh my god.
These are not great options.
No.
Sandy, Joey, Jessime.
Adam, I need some clarification. The person with the crazy eyeballs.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna decide, I need to know if that's a woman or a man.
Okay. Your guess is as good as mine. I'm gonna go.
Why does that matter?
I think it's a woman.
I think because if it's a woman, you go, oh cool, she's being sweet and goofy. If it's a guy and he does that, your brain immediately goes to like, all right, he's got bodies in his trunk.
if it's a woman, she's definitely on the table.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, good. I agree with you. I think top right is it's gonna be the most fun because look, kids are visual. If you can be like, Mia, look what I can do with my eyes, the kids are gonna
Time on. I'm sorry, I want to withdraw that. She's done.
She's
because it's good for the first 10 minutes, and then your kid tries to do that.
That's right.
And you're fucked.
Yeah.
Right. Your kid just lost an eyeball because this woman right here is the only person in the world that can do it. You're in the fucking emergency room with a glass fucking eye. You know, you're Sammy Davis Jr. all of a sudden. So I'm down to one person. And I'll say that. That's all I'll say. I got my choice. I won't say it now, unless you want me to.
No, I think hold that thought. Sandy, who's your choice?
It's such a tough call from the field. I mean, we've got Grandma Karen, Aunt Karen, and what Jeffrey Epstein looks like when he takes off his skin. But I gotta, you know what? I think the eyeball trick person, it's like from the people who brought you, got your nose, comes game. Babysitter. So I gotta, you know, Joey's point, very, very cogent. I totally agree. He's gonna try to do that, but it's a fun story to go to the emergency room. Hey.
All right, Jess, who are you picking?
I mean, you guys made it really difficult. Considering I don't have children yet, I have three dogs, which equals to one child, I think, mathematically. My inclination is towards the bitch with the gun. You know, that's a tough bitch. Yeah. It looks like she's in a relationship with the gun, which confuses me. Like she sticks that gun right up under her granny fupa, and I'm not here for that. The lady with the gold jacket is fucking my husband. She can't come over. Ass bitch. This bitch was doing Kegels. She's still got it. She's like 80 what, bitch?
Yeah.
80 what?
This woman fucks your husband and then sells him fireworks.
Yeah, she takes her teeth out to distract the kids and sucks your man's dick. I can't compete. I can't compete with Grandma Gums. Are you kidding?
Grandma Gums, Gigi?
I have tinnitus in my jaw. I can't.
You can't compete with Gigi.
No, Grandma
Gigi.
All right. So no. Well, all great choices. All thank God, not real options. Let's move on to our next game. So you guys obviously have probably all been to concerts. Will we get back to that soon, Joe? I know you are just chomping at the bit to perform with real people and a real situation. Yeah.
Welcome to King's Guado Hotel. May I have your last name, please?
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Oh my! What happened?
Bellmen are clumsy and stupid.
Still a bellman. You've had this job since high school, right?
Well, actually, no. I am the bell captain.
Oh.
All right, kid. You ready for check-ins?
I was born.
I think he was gonna say I was born ready.
Steve's the captain. Captain Steve.
The closest thing we have to a god on Earth. Gunther Gashamone!
It's worse than I thought.
He's a complete slime ball, right?
Oh, yeah. No question.
Do you feel my foot on your foot?
That's not me.
There's something under the table that feels like a foot.
What are you doing right now?
I'm working.
I got a promotion. I just lied to Kelly.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. I just won another shot. Sid Whitman worked his way up the ladder and bought the hotel.
He's the boss.
Do me a favor. Take it easy on the bellman, would you?
I'd rather have crack guard melt my balls.
Take care, boys.
I mean, it's a huge scam. And those girls were in on it, too.
Don't you want to know what our bodies are capable of?
Yes, definitely. I just work here during the day, but my nights is off.
Let's do this!
Gunther is conning everyone with Spirifresh.
You broke into a guest room.
This is unacceptable.
He has been impersonating a manager, and that is a felony.
I don't think that's a felony.
He should be fired.
Get set. Since the end of alone, we was out to get more. Bunch of really real G's burning trees to reload. Sitting by 45 like I'm Jordan on the floor. Here we go. Guess the brain is what they say my name for.
I mean, I'm not sure he's ready.
Shut up, bitch.
With our minds, we begin to urinate, and then, for real, into our pants. I'm unforgettable.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were gonna say something, Joe. I thought you were just finishing chewing. I took that as you were getting ready to chew and then speak.
Yeah, I would have probably ended up with the woman with the gun. By the way,
great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Go on.
We're gonna have to schedule the time, Joey. Like what weekend you need her, but yes. I'll get. You know, we'll figure it out. We can share.
Work it out.
Okay.
We'll go babysit.
I also would go with the granny with the gun, because I saw Stopper My Mom Will Shoot with Estelle Getty four times in the theater. And I think a grandma with a gun is, you know, that's, you can't there get, you, money can't, but, oh, there we go. There she is. She also, look,
and she's married.
She also could have just passed. Oh, and she's married. Yeah, yeah, see? So she's a family gal.
Yes. Probably not even a real gun. She probably keeps her Metamucil pills in there or something.
It's a Metamucil Pez dispenser disguised as a firearm. Yeah. She also could have passed away just holding the gun. All right, so wow. Let's go to our next question, which, Joe, there's been a lot of discussion online, basically from me trying to stir up rumors, that there's going to be a sixth member of the New Kids on the Block.
Oh,
and
yes.
I think the people want to figure it out. The people want to know who is it going to be. So we've got some options. Sandy, Jess, Joe, let's take a look at our options.
Oh,
and maybe
oh, no. Is that Justin Bieber's hate?
No, it was Justin Bieber.
There's been a lot of talk about Carter's half. Aaron Carter.
Time out. Time out.
Yeah.
Wait. Great guy. Listen. Nick's my buddy. I just texted him. Yeah, let's keep it on Aaron.
Yeah.
No. Bye, Nick. We'll see you in a little. Nick
see
needs
you, Nick.
Some time.
Yeah.
Aaron certainly beats to his own drum. But it's fun when you actually meet people one-on-one. Like, I get it. Like, he's was a child actor. He was like, you know, grew up. He was a singer and all that stuff. Very young and a lot of drama. But we did this thing, I think it was on, Angie Tribeca. I did a guest spot on Angie Tribeca. And I was in a boy band and I killed one of the members or something like that. And I was trying to hide it. And it was really funny. And Rashida Jones was super sweet. And I think she was the New Kids fan back in the day. Anyways.
Yep.
Aaron was one of the kids in the boy band. So we hung out and I knew his brother, Nick, who's a great guy. Anyways, I could go on and on. Long story short, very nice guy and super talented. And he certainly has his following and fans that love him, but
yeah,
just a shout out. That's my experience I thought I'd share.
I love that. Now, would the face tattoos get in the way? Because no one else
in the game. He's definitely out. He's definitely not the
fucking way.
Not in a million years. Never. But a good guy. But a good guy.
By the way, you just did my favorite thing that human beings do, which is the I don't want you in my life, but I'm gonna compliment the fuck out of you. The amount of thing where I go like, oh yeah, my buddy Jeremy. No, dude, great guy, huge heart, wouldn't let him around my kids, but this guy end up individual. Awesome. All right, option number two, Aaron Carter on the table, Nick Lachey.
I mean,
X Factor.
That's kind of a wild card there. Okay, who's the other one?
Who's our last choice? If we can get a black and white photo of somebody. better photo gauge? Is there any way you can come up with a more boy band photo? There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Sounds like you were in a therapist
for the win.
That J.C. Penney catalog table for two.
Adam.
Yeah.
That's like
a
can of hairspray right there.
Can of hairspray.
Aaron's out already. We know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Based on dance moves?
If you can get Nick Lachey, you pick him up. I mean, there's no question about it. If he's a free agent, you got it. I mean, the guy has done too much. He's way too likable. He's had solo hits, the group hits, you know, he's just an overall good guy. So you got to pick him up if he's a free agent, right?
Yeah, would you?
However.
Yeah.
say Nick's all of it, all of a sudden, it's almost signed on the dotted line. He goes away. He signs with some other boy band, and you're done. And you're down to Michael B. Jordan and Adam Ray. Because
again, finally, I mean, we're constantly up for the same parts.
You know, it's almost like you might be too much. You know what I mean, Adam?
Well, he played Creed the boxer. I would play Creed the roadie in the Lifetime movie about Scott Stapp.
Well, we're not talking about Lifetime movies or movies at all. We're talking about being in a band.
You're right. You're right.
And see, you back up my point, Adam. Your mind's going fucking here, there, and everywhere already, and you're not even really up for the job. So you got to know when to shut the fuck up in a boy band. You know what I mean? And I don't know if you even grasp that idea of closing your mouth. And I'm a big fan, so I don't care. But as we all know, yeah, I think I'm marvelous, but not everybody knows it. And I know how amazing you are too, but not everybody knows it.
Yeah, gotta read the room. Yeah. Right. Good thing I got
the room. Yeah. And you're dyslexic when it comes to reading the room.
Just keep it coming, because I got a grandma with a gun that might beg to differ. So
well, happy to have you. I don't know.
So you would go Lachey, huh? Lachey, right? Is that your pick?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, Michael Jordan's a very big star, but I think he's got his own thing. You gotta have people. You gotta fit. You can't have anyone too big for the piece of the whole pie. You know what I mean?
I get it. Sandy, Jessmate, any thoughts? It's obviously.
I'm gonna feed my dog. I'll be right back.
We'll be here, Joe.
I'm going my earnest answer, just based on fandom. I'm going Michael B. Jordan because my pussy's been wet for him since the
lights.
Pride Month.
Prove it.
But I can. I'll say this, and with all due respect to Joey, who's not here, so I don't feel as uncomfortable saying it. There isn't a behind the music about the new kids because none of them flew off the handle. You need that Aaron Carter for a bad boy to have somebody like fly off the rails and then have a good redemption story. To you either, Adam. You should be a New Kids on the Block. I've always considered you an honorary member. But you need, when you have a boy band, or any band for that matter, you need guy who's going to overdose on heroin and see the light and then come back to tell the story, and that's Aaron Carter.
By the way, so many New Kids fans in the comment chat room right now that are just not on board with that sentiment, Sam. Kung says, too far off the rails. Christina Lugo says, LOL, no way. Diane Salazar says, Donnie was bad enough, just a touch. Christina Meyer says, that's Motley Crue. Yeah, I don't think NKOTB has got the Motley
I consider Crue Motley Crue a boy band. That's just me.
Maybe they blocked the boys. I don't know if they're a boy band.
No.
I mean, yeah, I don't. Who would be probably most likely? Which new kid you think would be most likely to get a face tattoo?
Donnie.
They're all saying Donnie.
Oh no, we're like one Donnie, duh.
I think Danny, but it's because he got laser hair removal on his face and it burned him, so he had to get a face tattoo to cover it up.
I say John.
Somebody says John too. Yeah. Awesome. Let's moving.
Drunk John. Good job, Paul.
One of my favorite games. Drunk John for sure. Hilarious.
Drunk
one of my favorite games. I think we've all played a rendition of this in some fashion. It's a great barbecue game. It's a great baby shower, party starter, icebreaker in the bar. It's a game we like to call Would You Rather. So, the Jets, when he returns, let's load up our Would You Rather scenarios and see which of these you would pick.
I'm already in, motherfucker.
First, Would You Rather.
I'm yours.
So these So these are obviously going to be two options. You got to pick one or the other. So would you rather?
I pick one.
octopus.
I pick one.
An octopus.
Thank you.
Penetrate you one tentacle at a time.
What did you? Yes.
No. Or like a homeless man.
No.
There's not a competition. By the way, yeah. In this climate right now that we're in, there's Skid Row on the back of my apartment right now. I've already licked the homeless taint. I've been there, done that. It's not been that there. Good. It's
all
not
right.
That good.
Okay.
I want the octopus. They can fit into a fucking kid.
I feel like the octopus definitely
they can fit through here.
Also, I mean, 8 tentacles, right? Sandy?
No, who cares?
Can I ask a question before I answer?
There's a beak. I know there's a beak.
There's a beak?
There's a beak.
Can you imagine a Dr. Phil episode where it's like, all right, where did the octopus touch you? and with which tentacle did he touch you? Go ahead, Sandy.
Dr. Phil would be like, was it 2 in the ink and 6 in the stink?
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
Joke of the night so
which
far.
Which has less ink on it, the homeless man's taint or the octopus's tentacles?
All right. That is a $1 million question.
That's a solid question.
I think I would go with the octopus.
Okay.
I'm on board with that. I've gotten prostate exams. Not that
you
big
have.
Of a deal.
Congrats.
How many doctors were there?
It was 8, so I feel at home with the octopus.
That's what I thought.
All right,
so
I love
I know
it.
You have
great
a lot
answer.
Of doctors.
Great answer. And Justin's going with the tentacles.
I'm going with cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. It sounds more fun. I've pet an octopus once, and they, it was nice. All right, what's our next would you rather? Guys, would you rather make out with your dog with tongue or streak naked through a zoo? And we're talking pre and post COVID, because the zoos will open back up. I'm not talking, actually, you know what? Here we go. We're talking drive-through zoo. Would you streak naked through a drive-through zoo? Meaning, you're out and about with the animals.
Like Tiger King style?
Like Tiger King style.
This is really tough, because my dog eats shit. Like literal shit.
Awesome. Yeah.
Dog eats shit.
I don't understand why dogs eat shit. Like my dog will salivate when I'm making a steak and then have all the audacity to eat shit like it's steak. And I'm like, you can't have both.
Stop enjoying. Yeah, it's not. You can't have both. Also, I mean, has he had steak? Does he know?
Yeah, homie's had steak, and he still will eat shit. And I'm like, we can't. I don't have.
Shit is the palate cleanser. It's the ginger at sushi of dogs.
There you go.
I would expect that with a guy with that hairdo to say that.
Andy, have you streaked through a zoo in 2020?
Can we go together? Like, can Sandy and I do it together? Can it be like I would do the zoo if I could have a friend.
Yes.
Because then if the tiger gets close, I can shove Sandy towards the tiger.
I love that. Yes. Boy, Joe is so confused right now.
Confused at all. Why is this even a choice?
Joe said he went to go feed his dog. He really went to go teach the class of superhero children that he has in that house.
Right. What? Wait a minute.
Some options. Yeah, which is it?
No options. I mean, to streak naked through a drive-thru zoo.
Yeah.
Stuff on the left.
I know.
With no consequences. Right. I mean, I would spend a night in jail to run naked through a drive-thru zoo.
Yeah, and if it's only one night, I think you're fine.
In jail.
They'll give you your clothes back to make sure that you the jail isn't
yeah.
A complete waste of time. All right, let's see our next question. Would you rather, guys? Would you rather pee on your mom to get rid of a jellyfish sting, or
Who wrote these?
Or let your mom pee on you for $50,000.
Adam, you can't go from boy bands to peeing on your mom in a show segment. It's not right.
Fair enough. All right, let's skip this question. I think I know the answer for all of you. I think it's B. All right, let's...
I've done less for more.
Would you rather go to the moon with Trump or birth a child?
Birth a child.
As long as we can leave Trump at the moon.
So this
question.
Oh my God! Send Trump to the moon.
Yeah, can we leave him there?
Can we drop him off?
Yeah, could you Irish goodbye? Could you Irish goodbye at the moon?
Wait, question: is there a gold toilet in the spaceship?
Yes.
I'm going for option A then.
I don't understand gravity.
Somebody says birth a child with no meds or birth 3 20-pound children. Wow. How big? What's the biggest a baby can be when it comes out? Asking for a 15? Friend.
Yeah, they can be like 15 pounds. 16 years old.
Holy shit.
Big boy. You know, they couldn't see they were gonna call me Rachel Ray because they couldn't see my part on the sonogram. And so I was gonna be Rachel Ray. Can you imagine the shadows that I'd be living in?
Oh, that
would be like, oh yeah, spaghetti in 10 minutes? How about spaghetti in 5? Fuck you, Rachel Ray the one.
Oh, Adam, can I get the camera here for a second?
Let's get a spotlight on Joe.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you want, Joe? What's going on?
I just want to look at me for a little bit more. I mean, it's too loud.
I agree.
It's time for me to think about it. But
yeah.
I will say this it's funny. It's funny to me, and I put it to the, there's a lot. And I guess it's rightly so. There's a lot of people, not a lot of people, not a lot said about what happens at birth. When they talk about, oh my God, when your baby's born, like, that's all they say, and for good reason. I mean, it's down. It's real. I mean, you think it's over, and it's actually just beginning. You think it's done, and then a watermelon comes out of your wife's vagina. But you thought it was like an orange for a second, and like
the world
comes out of a body, and it's crazy. Okay, and then the other thing is. They don't tell you about dying either. When they talk about people dying, we're like, oh yeah, oh man, it was heavy. And that's all they say. Shit is heavy. But some crazy shit happens when people die. Yeah. I feel like I'm the only guy who wants to talk about the actual facts. It's the one thing people are just like, you gotta deal with it yourself. You have to see this shit for yourself. Otherwise, it's just not cool to talk about. Yeah. So, thank you for letting me.
I can tell, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Joey, Andrea Carpati said that room goes from butcher shop to hotel room in 5 minutes.
Holy shit.
The other way around, right?
Let's pull up our next would you rather. Guys, would you rather be stranded in an airport for a year? And the only two shops open are Brookstone and Sbarro? Or would you watch footage of you losing your virginity with your significant other? Good one. This is a good one.
That's a good one.
Sandy, why don't you take this one first since you just sat down?
Dude. 100% Brookstone and Sbarro. First of all, that sounds like utopia to me. You mean massage chairs and garlic knots? I mean, come on. All I need is a happy ending, and I could live there forever.
Actually, a massage chair that works out those garlic knots.
Oh, oh
my God.
Now, remember when Sbarro's was like straight up growing up in the 80s,
Oh, yeah.
It was very close to Disneyland. It was like, fucking Sparrows was a big fucking deal, man.
Oh, it was.
Because you've never seen a piece of pizza like that in your life. And it was like really fancy, and it was at the nice mall. And like, if you got a piece, and it had its own carton, it had its own piece, came with a box.
The presentation.
Your shit was unbelievable. That was everything. I treasure that. That's why I try to tell my kids how lucky they are. And like, I want to show them what I just said, because like, going to a mall and maybe thinking you might have Sparrows was everything.
Yes.
And now these kids have everything. I'm done.
They know the struggle. They don't know the struggle.
Jess, which of these would you pick? And then we'll move on to our next game.
I mean, that pizza was trash. That shit was like biting into a mattress. No. I grew on it. I'm a Sicilian. That pizza was an offense to my taste buds. But also, my first time losing sex was an offense to my taste buds. So I'm going to have to go with Brookstone, because I didn't get a snack the first time I had sex. But the pizza tastes better than the cum, so I'm going with Brookstone. No woman wants, you know, another fucking helping of cum. It's like one and done. I'll take two slices of pizza.
A quick shout out to my mom. She just signed on.
Hey, Mom.
All right, Gage, let's skip our – I don't know if we have any more would you rathers, but let's go to our next question, our next big – guys, look, there's – Joe, you're obviously living all of our dreams, okay, of being a recording star and a pop star and a sex symbol. So, Joe, Sandy, Jesme, is there an artist that you dreamt of collaborating with in the shower? And let me say this again. Not speaking with in the shower. I guess the question could have been worded better. Someone, while you sing in the shower, which we all do, which of these artists would you want to collab with, but you're thinking of it while you're in the shower? So it's not who do you want to shower with, who while in the shower have you fantasized about collaborating with? That's what I meant to say. And the options are Cher. Do you believe in love?
Janet.
Janet
looking like something out of Labyrinth. Britney Spears.
Oh, God.
Iconic Junior. Dandy, I think I know your answer, but go ahead and give it to us just in case.
I mean, Harry. I was hoping that Shakira would be one of the options, because you know my register sounds Britney. Best in Spanish.
Yay. I also know that your hips don't lie.
My hips taken many polygraph tests. I mean, how do you not go with Janet?
Yeah.
You know.
Good call. Good call.
I mean, she could expose my nipple just for retribution.
Andy, do you mind? Do you mind showing us a little? Do you mind giving us a little Super Bowl slip up? Yeah, nice. That's a PG 15 nipple. who would you pick?
Senorita. Oh, which one? We didn't hear.
Yeah, Jess, which of these artists would you love to collab with?
Well, I was excited you meant somebody like in the shower, because I had like a list of dudes. For women. Yeah. But I mean,
whoa, Sandy is up there.
And Shakira.
Option, just when you leave.
Look who's
Oh God.
I mean, I can't imagine collaborating with Britney. That seems like it's exhaustive, and I wish her the best. But
that's my sister Natalie's choice, is Britney. She's got a lot going on. I think she's probably
burning things down. She's burning her gym down, and I don't know if I can handle that. Cher's classic, but she's a diva. There's no collaborating. She's the main show. Harry Chronic Jr. I think I could do that. I think I could go with Harry Connick. I could just lay on the table and play finger cymbals. It'd be easy. And it's way too talented. They're all very talented, but I'd have to go with Harry Connick. Absolutely.
I love it. Great. Joe? You got your choice here, man. And let's be honest, all these people.
In the shower, there's no crazy sexual overtones. It could be anything.
This is you. This isn't clabbing in the shower. But look, if you want to go there, let's say no water, fully clothed. You just chose an acoustic. It's a little weird. I'm talking, you're in the shower singing to yourself, and you're thinking, God, wouldn't it be great if I could harmonize with said celeb?
You know,
I think Cher. I think she's the funnest to sing in the shower.
I might go with Cher. I mean, you know, Janet. Brittany, I don't think it's a big surprise. She's not a big fan of singing live. You know, so I hate to tell y'all, Janet isn't either. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. So
I don't want to do a duet with somebody who's like press and play. I'm just saying, deep tone. That's not. I want to feel the energy, and therefore, I think I'd have to go with Cher because she is an icon. And to actually like look into her eyes and see and be a part of what she's done for so many decades and those little looks that she did and the whole thing and on and on and on.
Yeah.
I would love that. I like Harry too, but I'm not thinking of him in the shower.
Yet anyway, we'll see how long this quarantine goes. A good answer. I think I'm also gonna have to go with Janet, but a real close second is Cher, because the Cher Hair, which is a band I would start if I had any musical talents worthy of pulling together a group, is what I would call it. But Cher just is so classic to me, and I feel like she's done it all, she's seen it all, and she's ready to kind of let her guard down and go, look, if you want to sing, and I don't do accents, but if you want to sing a song, if you want to sing,
Kermit the Frog.
All right. Cher does know how to get to Sesame Street. All right. Let's pull up our last and final question of the night, which is it's catered towards you, Joe. You're a special guest.
Song title. Oh, I'm ready for.
All right. So this is, look, Joe, it's...
We hear everybody's.
You know, Joe, I think one of the things people probably miss most about attending an NKOTB show is getting... And I will say this, getting to see Joey sing Please Don't Go Girl in a 20,000-seat arena is unlike anything you'll ever see. The
It wasn't a very large.
It's the best.
I wasn't thank you. It wasn't a large group of
the best thing ever.
Fans, but I mean, we like to say we have a million sisters, but we did one of the early things in this quarantine. Donnie had one of his great ideas to do March Madness. So we did 64 New Kids songs.
That was me.
And out of 64 songs, and there's some big hits there, Please Don't Go Girl was number one.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, it should be.
And should. I, shamelessly or shamefully, it depends on how you want to use it, I think a big reason to that is because I've been able to sing that since we got back together in 2008. I've sung the shit out of that song in front of 20,000 people every night.
Damn sure did.
And I think because we have great fans and diehard fans and we've been together, I think that was a big part of...
Love you, Joe.
Love you, Joe.
So I say that because it's a gift and it has nothing to do with me. I'm just lucky enough to be able to sing it.
You are a gift.
It has everything to do with you.
You
are a gift, Joey.
appreciate you taking a slice of the humble pie that you cooked for yourself. Also, fucking get aboard the compliment train, motherfucker, because I gotta say, the first time after we went to the Heat premiere, after we went to the Heat premiere and I went to my first New Kid show in the Tacoma Dome 2 weeks later and brought my sister Nat and her homies, I remember seeing it for the first time live and I go, and look, and I, you know, I was a fan too, so now I'm getting to see it live and being like, all right, cool, these guys are starting to tour again. Like, what's this going to be like? Did you sing the fuck out of it? I'm like, fighting back tears? Yeah, I had six tequilas. But I was like, dude, this guy is like, I mean, you know, it's one thing just to sing a hit and go, let me just give you what it sounds like so you can, like, be a part of the magic live. But, dude, you back it up. I've seen, you know, so many shows now, and you you bring it every time. So kudos to you for fucking finding a way.
Adam's trying to get in the band.
Yeah, by the way, fuck Aaron Carter. All right, so.
Joey, you're the greatest singer. I love you. Is there a slot? Is there a
slot? I'll shave my arms. I'll tell Danny I'll shave my arms.
Shave my arms. All
right, the best is how we're going to close things out. And thank you, everybody, for joining. This has been a blast. I hope you guys had a good time. Did you guys have a good time?
Yes.
On the,
Thanks
again, for sure. All right, the best parody title for Please Don't Go Girl, and you have to sing the title that you pick. All right, what are our choices, Gage? Please don't so girl. Please don't mo girl. Please don't show girl. Uh-oh, risque. And do we have a D option, Gage?
Last tour.
Do we have it? Is it just these three? It might just be these three. Well, okay, I guess option D can be maybe a choose your own adventure option.
Please don't flow girl.
Could option...
Well, why not? Please don't flow girl. Where like, do you have our flow? Girl. Yeah, wow. Please don't flow girl.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yoga.
Flow girl. Please don't yo girl. Yeah. Not to be confused with please don't yogurt. All right.
Please don't
so let's...
yodel girl.
Yodel girl. All right, let's find girl. A D. So D can be your choice. Please. If you want to insert. If you want to write in your own option here on the ballot.
Please don't
blow,
girl.
What did you say?
I said, you said, let's find a D, and I said, please.
please, wait a minute. C, let's go to C. Please don't show, girl, as in, like, don't show that you're pregnant. Like, I got you pregnant. Please don't show until, like, the third trimester. Like, what does that mean?
Please don't show, girl. You wear this moo-moo in public.
I just wanted to get showgirl in there. Okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's not how I took that.
Please don't show girl, please.
All right.
How many times
your choice, yeah.
It's too late. She's pregnant. I know, but just don't show.
Oh, shit. We got it. All right.
Sing that next
D is up there. Filled it. All right. Sandy, Jess, you got choice here. We got Joe's choice, and then you guys will be asked to sing a line of it.
Someone just texted, please don't slow. Please don't slow, girl, which I love when slow is used as a verb, like slow the roast. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then someone is like an adjective, but like, so don't slow, girl, can mean a lot of things. So there I'm kind is. Of, does it have to be an O word?
No.
Oh.
At this point, I think you're all for doing it.
I've got two options for D.
Great. Let's go.
One is
Please sing it, Sandy. Don't just sing it.
You might not know the words.
Do you at least know the melody, Sandy?
Yeah, I know the melody. Who doesn't? Please don't snow, girl. And I'm singing to Mother Nature to not snow because I've got an important flight tomorrow.
I love that. Nice. Love it.
Right.
And then good. The other one is, please don't show girls. And it's because I watched last night all right.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And I'm talking to Cinemax on cable.
Wow, you're that tight with Cinemax,
and Sparrows, man. Cinemax and Sparrows, that was everything. Saturday.
That was the original Netflix and chill.
Yes. Yes.
100%. Yeah. So you want a Cinemax, Cinemax and Sparrows? My parents aren't home. You want a Cinemax and Sbarro tomorrow?
That was
the jam. You're wearing good underpants.
Hey, I just want to be clear.
And Sbarro.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster and Sbarro.
Well, yeah, but I never got to experience Cinemax and Sbarro. So I don't want to act like I did, but that would have been everything.
That would have been it all. Oh, that's the trifecta. All right, Jess, you got a pick here?
Am I giving you a couple options?
No, you can give one. Just, you know.
What about
you can pick one that's there or fill in your own on D.
I mean, what about Please Don't Tow Girl? Because that's expensive and like how you gonna get home? You gotta rely on somebody to come pick you up. What if your car gets scratched? If you already have tickets and they end up keeping it? Like in this economic climate, I can't afford to get towed, so that might be a good one. Do I have to sing it? Please don't talk it.
Wow. Yes. Hey, Palooza.
Wow.
I mean, is the slot open in the band? McIntyre, can you McIntyre hire me?
You're an extra special guest.
Yeah.
For life.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my choice would be Please don't grow, girl. I'm insecure about the height difference between us. That's what mine would be. Yeah.
Is she from Montenegro? Where is she from?
How about please don't know? Please don't know, girl.
Okay.
N-O-W.
Yeah,
we want to
know. No shit. Please don't know, girl.
She shows up, she's like, what? I don't know anything.
Joe, you can't just say your answer. You got to give us a little lick of it.
Oh, please!
Yes.
Screaming and yelling this whole time.
Oh,
and
you're fine, dude.
I've had a Corona and a half.
Perfect.
Great, which means
all the women are ovulating.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want to hear?
I think. Please don't know, girl. Actually, you know what? I like saying these please don't show
let me
girl.
Get ready. Is he going to sing? Hold on, let me get ready.
Hold on. It was just funny, but like Sandy.
There we go.
Sandy, you said, you got the close up on me. Hold on.
Hey.
Is on the light show? Here we go.
Oh my God.
Come on. I'm going to hold it.
What do you think? We got the gold. This is more like a bright, like, where the fuck were you on June 29th? A little bit of a moody.
Yeah.
My tampon's going to shoot out.
That's a little too whatever.
Mine too.
Anyway. Sandy. You said, What was it? Please don't showgirl. So you didn't want the showgirl who was pregnant to show or
oh,
no?
That was a good one actually. That was
oh
good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I showgirl's the film.
Please don't show showgirl.
Yeah, yeah.
Done. Okay, then that's what I'll do. I just wanted to know. Very funny, very funny. Okay. Okay, here it goes.
Here we go.
Written by Maury Starr with her rewrite by my new friend Sandy.
Wow.
Please don't show girl in Sandy's world. That's it. I got
going.
It. Wow, Joe McIntyre.
Encore.
No, you're a goddamn legend. You're a treasure. You're
Oh, man. The girls want it. They are.
It will be
right.
Continued. You just grease the wheels and lick your finger. All right.
Get some hummus, man. Hey, by the way, That's what I've been eating.
Yes.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Get the cinnamon one.
Fancy chips. Fancy stuff.
Joe, can you hold up a snack that isn't suggestive? It says simply naked on a fucking plastic bag. Same with you.
How about nuts? Is that suggestive?
You guys, one more time for our guest tonight, Sandy Danto, Jorge Peluso, Joey McIntyre. Please go follow them all on Instagram. They all have amazing social media followings. Sandy's podcast, MFers, Jessime's Sharp Tongue, Jessime Peluso on Instagram, Sandy Danto on Instagram, Joey McIntyre, of course, on Instagram. And Joey, the next show drops tomorrow, yeah?
I hope so. I'm like editing these things now too, so it's a lot of fun. I'm coming for you, Adam. I'm coming.
I'm in. Whatever you need.
Good job,
guys. Hope you had a good time. One more time for all your guests tonight. Jess May Peluso, so Sandy Danto.
Thank you.
We'll do this again soon. Posted.
Yay.
Thanks,
all right, one more time for everybody who saw tonight. Adam Ray, Jess May Peluso, Sandy Danto, Joey McIntyre. Everybody, you guys were awesome. Thanks so much.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.